Hello and welcome to the Dragon Show. That's Dragon and Fair together. I am Xander. This is Alkali.
I'm not here.
He is here.
Yep.
He has gas going on in the background. We're sorry about that if it's too loud.
I hope they can't hear that. It's the oven, not the other gas, you sickos.
It's gas. It's kind of loud. I know I have gas abilities sensing.
Yeah, and especially in the morning.
I'm German. That's how it works. We have gas powers.
You're a bastard.
It just comes out of my butt. Anyway.
They just hook you up to the oven. I'm not talking about the one for cooking fuse.
Wait, are we saying the gas chambers was just a bunch of Germans farting into a box?
Hey, you almost kill me every morning. Put two or three of you in the same room, yeah.
The Jews are in the room. Get Gunther. He had bratwurst this morning.
Oh, that Gunther, he loves his sausage.
He puts mustard on it, so he makes mustard gas. Yay.
You yell at me for my bad puns.
Oh, I'm terrible.
My puns didn't start World War II.
Your puns are bad in a groany way.
Yeah.
Mine are... That just is not...
Yeah, finish that sentence, please.
That's just not right for humanity kind of way. And then I regret it, and yeah. Anyway...
So it finally happened.
What?
We announced.
Oh, yeah. F squared.
It exists. F squared.
We're jumping right into it.
F squared. F squared.
F squared.
F squared.
No, fsquaredcon.com.
Yeah, that's right.
Con.
Well, that was my first giant fear of the con. See, we had a backup website.
Right.
You know, we had the one that we were doing all the testing on. Well, that website still existed, and that's the one I had the link to. And my friends were very clever because I have to make edits.
Uh-huh.
So the front page of the backup website in 72-point font, do not edit this website.
Yeah, that was a good idea.
And then you go down a little bit. If you want to edit Alkali, go to this site. And they had the link, and it said, you know, fsquared.com. And when you clicked on it, it went to... fsquared.com, which is some German company.
Yeah, there's like some weird trading company or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I went there like, did we get bought out already? Like, that's fast.
We're going to have to fight them if it comes down to it. For Google hits or something.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They might come to our con. That would be interesting.
They might sue us. That would be even more interesting.
We heard this is the F squared con. This is just a bunch of Germans in business suits and furries. That'd be awesome.
Oh, my God. You were scared of me before, Germans. Meet my lawyers.
Yeah, but seriously, we have to spread the word and whatnot. I've been doing my part. We have a Twitter. We have a Facebook. Basically, if you can't find how to get the F squared, there's something very, very wrong.
Or they're like me and completely computer illiterate.
That's true.
See, but I've been doing my part not on the computer. I just walk up to random people in Chicago like, hey, you homeless? You are? Then you don't belong at F squared. And a bunch of white people walking past go, that F squared sounds like my kind of place.
Are you hungry? I got some sausage for you. At F squared!
No! But you can't go there because you're homeless.
You unzip your fly and a business card falls out.
I am totally patenting that.
What, are you going to make your dick like shoot out business cards now?
If you
came business cards, we are breaking up.
Buy my book!
That would be the most... That would be the worst possible way. Relationship over. That's all I'm saying.
Doctor, am I pregnant? No. You have 6,000 business cards in your cunt. I don't know, like, damn, do I want a beef sandwich, though?
Johnson
from
just...
Joe's Beef.
Johnson just made vice president. What? How? He comes business cards.
Though, you know what we haven't thought of?
What?
We should contact our good friends over at Bad Dragon.
Okay.
Dildo business cards. Sure, you can only get like a box of 10 for the price that it is to get 1,000, but those business cards are going to leave an impact. Like, oh, here's my flat cardboard business card with a metal finish. A nice ivory. What does yours look like? Big black horse dick. And on the front, L's Automotive.
Oh, F squared.
The phone number's on the balls.
Oh, okay. Well,
F squared doesn't need dick business cards.
Okay.
People are going to get F squared tattooed on their dick anyway.
How about we have a dragon with his, you know, his legs open, and then in the middle we have many dicks with the date and phone number and whatnot, and oh, with the website on it. You know how the little tear off things.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's just very, very distraught. Looking.
I don't know if I want
because
my,
you have to tear off one of his dicks if you want to go to the con.
They grow back. It's a dragon.
Oh yeah, you got a point.
Yeah, that's how I always imagine dragons, just regrowing dicks everywhere. But I don't know if I want my con associated with junk.
Or ripping off junk.
Mm.
That'd be bad.
Ripping off junk, I don't know. That does sound like a lot of dealer stands.
But yes, junk cons. Bad
junk,
thing.
Junk con.
We have a dealer's den. We have an artist alley.
We've actually had a few. Like, it's crazy the amount of support that we've already got.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just sitting on my computer like that. Drago set up the Bulge. He set up the website for us. He did a fucking amazing job. Mm-hmm. And he set up the email. And I log into the email and I had to call him. Like, Drago, what the hell is all this? And he goes, those are emails. I had no fucking idea. I wasn't expecting that.
Well, it's good because, I mean, it's in February, or February, so...
February 28th through 2nd.
That's how it's spelled, but yeah, it's right in the middle of, you know, MFF and...
Right between MFF and...
Not right
in the middle of MFF. Yeah, we're Saturday. The Saturday of MFF.
Okay.
Leave there. Let's make sure I get kicked out of the furry fandom.
No, it's between MFF and FCN.
Yes.
And it's far away enough from New Year's so that you will want to party again.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know if you've heard. I know you did hear, because I think you're the person who told me. But we have competition.
We do.
Yep. There is some con that's just starting up.
Yeah.
Their first year, and they're going to be where in Wisconsin? They're in Michigan, and they chose our weekend.
I actually saw a post on my FA saying they're considering moving the weekend, which I really hope they do. Okay.
I felt so bad. Like,
But it's just furry. Like, cons are popping up like mad. The difference is we have our shit together. We have a trailer. We have a website. We have probably the best trailer. Now, of course, I'm the one who wrote and directed it, so that's kind of fucked up.
Oh, you wrote the whole thing, huh? That's really
no,
cool.
No, you wrote it too.
Oh, look at who's getting credit now. La 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 la.
I don't know if I put you in the writing credits, yeah.
You did most of the writing.
Yeah,
I did most of the outtakes.
Yeah, well, that's coming later.
You don't have those, do you? You deleted all that.
No,
right?
I still have the outtakes.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, outtakes are coming.
Like, I cannot believe that was the take you used. You used the fucking foxhole take?
It was the best one!
Oh, dear God.
Well, I wasn't going to cut away. It was like... You know how it is. You can talk like a regular human being, but if you have to say an exact phrase...
Oh, yeah.
It'll fuck you up sometimes.
Sometimes? How many takes did I have?
A lot! We could just take your takes and make dubstep, I'm pretty sure.
I hate you.
Wub, 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 wub. I don't know what you were saying.
That should be a con theme.
I think you were saying bicycle, so go figure that one out. Why is he saying wub?
Shut up.
Yay. It was like wubba wubba wubba. It's Downtown Julie Brown. And now I'm really dating myself.
Yeah, you are. Oldie Hawn.
Holy Hawn?
Oldie Hawn.
Oldie Hawn.
Oldie
nice.
Hawn.
Well, then what are we going to say? We're going to have someone in a cage dancing around with tattoos?
I didn't say that.
Oh, that's Goldie Hawn, I thought.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But no, we are not having that for F-Square.
We are having some of the things that you have come to know and expect at the con. You know, of course, knowing me, you know that you're going to get all the panels that you expect. But now, because of all the help I have, we have people like Xander who came up with some great ideas for the video game room.
Oh, yeah.
And people like Bit who came up with great ideas for the board game room.
Yeah.
And people like the staff that came up with the room that's going to be sitting between... the board game room and the video game room.
Wait, what's going on? I'm confused.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but those rooms are going to be in the basement.
Yeah.
It's actually a triple room with those fake walls in the middle.
Okay.
And I've always liked having a bit of a breaker between the room that has Rock Band going on in it and the room that people are concentrating trying to figure out which card in Magic the Gathering they should tap so that they can get the lube out of their ass and into their boyfriend.
Okay.
I'm assuming that's how Magic works.
I haven't played enough to know, so yeah, sure.
So we're splitting that with the Artemis room. And for those of the fans of our show, you should probably know what Artemis is. That is the Star Trek Bridge Simulator.
Yes, you will be able to yell at other furries for being assholes and fire them if you want on the fly. We've had that happen. Oh, okay. Alkali is making pasta now. Mamma mia! So, yes.
Turning down the gas.
Well, you turned it up.
I had to get water to boil.
It's boiled.
Yeah, now it's boiling.
Yes, here's my ideas for the video game room. Have all the video games.
You can't have all the video games.
Yes, I apparently learned that from E3. If you say you're going to buy an Xbox One, people will get mad at you.
What?
Okay.
What is going on with all that? Like, people at my job are talking about it.
Okay, let's start out with the obvious that Sony won. They have a better console for less money, and you can buy used games and use used games like a regular person should.
Hold on, stop.
Okay.
What do you mean, use used games?
Like, you can... Xbox is putting weird restrictions on, like, giving your disc to your buddy, and therefore, like, you can't do that anymore.
How can you hand it to him?
Yeah, and then it won't work.
How?
Technology.
Why?
Bill Gates will come into your house and butt rape you. He's not very creative.
This is a joke.
It's not a joke. I would go into it, but we have a con to talk about and other things.
No, I think con's canceled. What the hell do you mean that you can't use... Like, I borrow my friend's games all the time because I can't play a game for more than 3 hours.
Right, exactly. So that would be a bad thing for you to get an Xbox One.
You gotta be kidding me.
I'm not kidding. Like, but the best you can do is hand over ownership to somebody... And then that is theirs, and that is, you can trade something once, and then apparently it explodes or something.
Oh my god.
Well, it's basically worthless or something. It's weird.
So what you're saying is that Xbox has literally shot themselves in the foot.
Oh, big time.
How could anyone warrant buying a system that they've basically said, fuck you to their customers?
Yeah, that is.
You're not allowed to lend.
Yeah. So...
No. You eat by your own. It's a Lunchable to share. No. Kindergarten was wrong. Sharing is not caring. You buy a game. And you buy it again.
So here's basically what happened for E3, okay?
What about people like you that own 3 Xboxes? Do you have to buy 3 versions of the game?
That's right. No. So Xbox, here's their conferences. Steve Ballmer comes on stage and shits the bed. Like, there's a bed there, and he shits in it. Right?
Wait, hold on. Do you mean literally? Because that would have been the great... Like, if that's what they were going, if they're trying to shut themselves down, how great would that be for a guy to walk up on stage like, Xbox One!
So he shits the bed, everyone watches him, and he says, this is the future of video games, and walks off the stage. And everyone's like... Wow, they're really confident shitting the bed. I guess they're sticking with it. So PlayStation 4 comes out. There's a bed there. And he says, we're not shitting the bed. And everyone goes wild. This is basically what happened. Because PlayStation, they said, you are allowed to have used games, and you can give your game to your buddy. And there was... a roar of applause.
Wait. PlayStation actually came out and said you can lend your... made a that direct of a hit on Xbox?
Yes.
Wow.
And then they said, by the way, ours is $100 less than theirs. So, yeah.
Okay, Microsoft is so fucked.
Yeah, here's where you call me an idiot, though.
What?
Here's where you call me an idiot, though.
I'm going to call you an idiot?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, idiot.
I'm going to get them all. Fuck it.
You can't get them all.
Why?
Because if you lend me your Xbox, it won't work anymore.
I want all three. I want to juggle. We're going to have...
What's the third?
Wii U. See, you don't even know. That's amazing.
What the...
How are people going to play Smash Brothers? People have to play Smash Brothers.
Wii U.
Wii U! Yes.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking of that fucking lady from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Bullshit.
Are you that out of
Wii U,
it?
Wii U.
Yes, that was a joke. Yeah, the Wii U. It's been out
for a while.
Wait, but
they actually named their console after a joke?
Well, no, it's because they thought that it would have international appeal, but they just sound like weird jackasses.
Oh, okay.
Okay? We understand that now. But yes, that joke has been made 5 billion times.
Aww.
So I'm sorry. Aww. It's too obvious. But yes, that is where you play your Smash Brothers. That is where furries are going to be beating each other up in our game room, because Smash Brothers is life. It is for country and all that kind of stuff. I'm not a fan myself, but I totally understand it.
What? Oh, God. I'm so confused.
What are you confused about?
What is...
What's a Wii U?
Yeah.
It is the next console. There was the Wii, okay? Then they released the Wii U.
U mean two?
No.
They just put a random fucking word at the end?
Yes, they did.
Come down, GleisferCon! Snazzlebutt! Fuck them! Now I'm angry at Nintendo. You don't put random words at Wii U.
Yeah.
The Wii U isn't even that great.
The Wii U?
The Wii. See? Oh. See how stupid the names are? Wii U.
Oh.
What the hell's the new PlayStation called?
You have to... See, this is why I love E3, because it's ridiculous and stupid.
Well, what's the new PlayStation called?
PlayStation 4.
They're fucking geniuses.
Okay.
Right.
And the Xbox is the Xbox One.
At least it went to a number. I'm fine with that. They're just throwing fucking shit at a dartboard. The shit that in the bed, that they throw at a dartboard. It's like, where did you end? Mine! That's the next one, alright.
Well, we have phones like Raspberry Pi and stuff. I'm confused about that. If I got that, I'd probably just eat it. Haven't you ever heard that? Like, people talking about different cell phones?
No.
That's when my brain shuts off. There's, like, OSs and, like, ones with multiple operating systems and stuff. Oh, this is Raspberry Pi. And I'm
really?
Oh,
I
yeah.
I thought it was just the Apple and the Droid.
No.
And then old flip phones. Those are the three cell phones.
No, there are... I have a Windows phone. You know this.
Well, hold on. Are you serious?
Yeah.
I have always thought a Windows phone was a Droid. I thought that's what it meant.
No. Why do you think it was a Droid? The Droid
because it's not an Apple.
Oh, God. No, that's a PC, which is personal computer. That's where you're getting confused.
PCs can't be phones. A laptop could be a phone, I guess, but that would get heavy.
It's a Windows phone, and now everyone thinks I'm an idiot because I have a Windows phone. Why do I have a Windows phone? Because it does texts, it does browsing, and it has a big screen for my blind ass. That's the trifecta for Xander's phone.
Yeah, that's a valid point.
I just jump around because it's nice to, like, experience them all, you know? I'm a phone slut.
Yeah, I hate all tech phones and fucking...
I know, you hate the Wii U.
I'm angry at the Wii U and I don't even know what the hell it is.
Okay.
Other than Nintendo.
But I'm getting Xbox One because...
Does it have Bubble Bobble on it? I want Bubble Bobble.
I don't know, but...
Let's play Bubble Bobble.
I'm getting them all for the con, obviously.
That's why.
What?
For your own sick, twisted pleasure.
I am getting them for... I'm serious.
You can use them to masturbate.
I pre-ordered them.
You did not.
Yes, I did.
You pre-ordered three different platforms.
Look, the PlayStation...
You're not allowed in my house.
The PlayStation 4 is already out at Amazon. But I got one coming, okay? That said, the reason I got the Xbox One is because I want Killer Instinct, because it was really cool. And I was a big fan of it 20 years ago. So that'll be there, too.
We're not speaking for the rest of the week.
Long story short, there will be video games there, if that's your thing. Otherwise, you're hopping around, being a furry, going meow, meow, meow.
Meow, meow, meow.
That's how it goes.
All right, because me and you are no longer speaking, let's go to the questions.
We have panels, we have dances, we have all... You should see that if you have not seen the trailer, go to fsquaredcon.com and watch the trailer, because we worked hard at it, and it's fun, damn it. Oh, one more thing.
You should probably turn it off before I start talking in it, though.
What? We have like 10 more minutes,
man. I'm talking about the trailer.
What about the trailer? Oh, before you start that? You're like halfway into it.
Exactly. That's the perfect time to pause it. Pause no. it, go get a drink, do a few shots. I'm funnier when you're drunk.
You're great. Okay. Anyway, that said, the other thing we really need to mention is if you are a super sponsor, and so far we have three because of this.
We have three super sponsors?
Yeah, so far.
I need to start reading my email.
And here's why. For $100, which is cheap for a super sponsorship, when you become a sponsor, you get access to foods and whatnot and some other cool
foodie drinky things.
Foodie drinky things. You get some doodads as well and some Nickleby Dits. I don't know what those are, but we'll figure
Nickleby
that out.
Dits?
Nickleby Dits?
Nickleby Dits.
You're the con chair. You should know what the things are.
I know exactly what the things are, and one of them is not Nickleby Dits.
Okay. That said, you get some cool things, but if you become a super sponsor before the con and you pre-reg, you will get me drawing you into the con picture, your fursona.
See, now that's cool.
Yes.
Am I going to be in it?
You're already in it.
Am I going to be strangling you?
You have a mallet.
Are you going to be in it?
I'm in it.
Do you have three fucking platforms? Are you standing on top of three platforms?
I'm drawing the picture. Why am I drawing it? Oh, you mean I'm talking about the
gaming systems.
Yeah, I guess you can actually stack them this time. See, the PlayStation 3 was curved, so you couldn't do that.
I hate you.
I could have good balance, though. You don't know. But yes, you can get in the picture.
Wait, what are you doing with all your old platforms?
Having them hooked up and having my condo burned down to the ground.
Those are mine now. They're not mine now because I want to use them. They are mine now because I can totally imagine going to your place and seeing 70 things plugged into one outlet. No extensions or anything, just fucking tinfoil wrapped around outlets. Going to one place, lightning shooting back and forth, and you going, well, I couldn't find the plug.
Maybe we'll raffle them off or something, okay? I don't know. See, if I get a Wii U, that's an upgrade. I can still play Wii games on that. But now we're back to Wii U, and now you're mad.
Three fucking platforms. You know what I own? A computer. You know what it does? Whatever the fuck I want it to.
But, you know, I don't...
Oh, what's coming out next? The computer 1.75? Ooh. You can't lend it to people because it's a goddamn computer.
That's true. That's very true. It's damn true. Okay, anyway.
Which system plays SimCity?
PC.
Okay, then fuck everything else.
Well, there you go. I don't want to sit down in front of a computer when I've worked all day in front of a computer. That's how I work.
I work hard, so I play hard.
I got the power! Wait, wrong song. I was close. Wrong 80s dance tune.
There you go.
Okay, that better kick off our fucking dance.
What? I've got the power.
Everybody dance now.
Well, we have to find DJs first.
Done. Can we have just a bunch of construction workers in hot pants on the dance floor?
Xander,
what?
Never go full gay.
Yeah.
Until our con theme is flaming homosexuality, never go full gay.
Okay. Have that song. Have the construction workers. Have a homosexual with a flame retardant suit actually on fire running across the dance floor. That's when you reached full gay. You have an actual flaming
homo? Okay, you've got a very valid point on this one.
That's right.
We know our topic for next year.
What?
Flaming homosexuality.
That's a bad...
/ special effects.
That is a bad theme. We are not giving a Zippo as the con gift. Here's a gasoline and a Zippo.
And the hotel is just like, wow, this was fast this year. You know, usually the furries don't burn down the hotel till the decade.
Midwest Fur Fest had a fucking fire alarm go off like once a year. We're beating that.
It's true.
Twice a year, baby. That said, please do not pull the goddamn fire alarm.
Oh my god. Please don't pull the fire alarm.
Alkali will shoot
the fire alarm.
Business cards out of his dick at you.
God damn it!
It's a furry superpower.
Questions!
It's your new power. What's wrong with that?
Oh my god.
It stings like... Is it, would that be a terrible STD?
I'm going to paper cut you in the eye tonight.
It stings when I come. Oh, it's paper. Okay, I'm sorry. Questions. We have questions about the FurCon, because I asked nicely. And they are, as I stall, will there be a con book?
Yes. Yes, we will have a con book, though we're probably going to have the con book sitting off to the side, because I've noticed at a lot of FurCons, and this was brought up this weekend at FCLR, at a lot of cons, people like grab the con, you know, they get the con stuff, they grab the pocket schedule, the con book, and then they immediately just like toss the con book. So, you know, if you want one, they'll be just sitting off to the side, but everyone will get a pocket schedule, of course.
Okay. You realize nobody knows what FCLR is.
Oh, the Furry Roundtable.
Okay. I guess
a bunch of us get together and talk about all of the furries.
Ah.
All good. All good.
Do you wear robes?
No, it's nude.
Aw.
Yes, I'm not supposed to tell anyone about that.
See, I'm picturing the Simpsons stonecutters with the FCLR. We do.
Oh my god,
who makes furries dance all night?
Who tries to break up furry fights? We do. We do.
I can't carry that anymore. Anyway. What?
Who talks about the awkward hugs? Who makes out quite all his drugs? We do. We do.
I saw your vials at FCN. Scotch vials. Scotch my ass.
Shut up.
Okay. Okay.
I like Rumplemintz.
Ah, my man. Rumplemintz is basically Listerine, but alcoholic.
Yeah. Well, I think the Listerine is semi-alcoholic. But yes, there will be con books. You'll like them. They'll be interesting.
Okay. That was Bucky Whitetail, by the way.
Thank you
for
Bucky.
That question. Kerman asks, will there be AIDS night at F-Squared?
We call that Saturday. Next question.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
No.
No, there will not be fucking AIDS night at F-Squared. We did not overlap the leather convention. Continue.
The men of leather. Oh, yeah, we already talked about that last time.
Yes.
Last question. I can't pronounce this. E-A-I-T-E. E-I-T-E.
E-I-E-I-O.
Okay, that's it. How many haters do you expect for your first F-Square?
Immense amounts of haters. Oh, Elkin is throwing a con. Look at him. He's so tall. I have no idea what they're going to say to me, but I'm sure it's going to be terrible. But I am prepared for haters. I have this wonderful thing called digits. It's a different word for fingers, which I will put into my ears and go la 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 la. Because I don't have time for haters. I have a convention.
Oh, okay. I'm picturing Gordon Ramsay haters. Like, oh, they're just haters. Oh, you didn't see that. Damn it.
I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
There's a crazy bitch who is terrible at cooking.
Okay.
And anyone who says, wow, that was really bad, says, oh, they're just haters. And it's pretty amazing, really.
I'll tell you what. If somebody comes up to me and tells me my con was bad, I will try to find out why they think my con is bad and either fix it or tell them they're an idiot. Chances are I will tell them they're an idiot. Because I'm a stubborn fuck.
We actually got some requests for staff members, but I don't know how much more we want to expand.
Let me get through the first month of figuring out how many people we're going to have at this con, then I'll work on staff members.
Okay. And Fur asked, why is he not GOH?
Divine intervention. I responded.
Yes, that's right.
Yes. An angel came to me one night, an angel of mercy, and said, yeah, no. No.
Would you make a skunk your guest of honor?
No. And then drove away on a race car, apparently.
But he's a world record holder.
He is a world record holder, yeah. And he will have a very prestigious place at my con. Trust me.
For those who are thinking bad thoughts, it's for most hugs. Get your mind out of the gutter. We will not have any other world records that are inappropriate at our con. Behind closed doors.
Yes, exactly. I have a feeling I'm going to be using that phrase a lot. In fact, I've already had to use it more than once. Like, oh, what can you tell me about this about your con? Oh, what happens behind closed doors is none of my business. Well, what about it? Closed doors. What about all those open doors? They should be closed. Closed doors.
You should just carry a door around with you when the press comes. I am not ready to be interviewed by the press.
Oh, I already have a plan for the press. I have a perfect plan. It's called Silly String on the Camera. Run.
Maybe I should just bring some Frank's Red Hot, start sprinkling it on their microphone, and just start eating it in front of them.
And then I just lean in. You can put that shit on anything. We have a sponsor for next year.
All right.
Frank's Red Hot. They just have the hot sauce hose then spraying furries.
Then I just look at the news reporter. Closed doors. Everyone will know the theme for next year.
The theme for next year, mace.
We didn't even say our theme. It's, something.
The end is near.
No.
The end, oh wait, hold on.
The end is the just end, the beginning.
I remember. Well, this was originally supposed to be a con that was going to be a one-time only thing, and we were going to hold it on the end of the world back in December 2012. And then we realized that, like, oh my god, you can't just snap your fingers and make a convention happen. You have to work at it. So by that time, I was like, if we did this much work, let's do it more than once.
Gotcha. Yeah, so we're past the end of the world, 2013. That is not a good year for any kind of future movie you think of. Like, it's always 2012.
Yep.
Because of fucking Mayans.
Yep.
So we survived the Mayan apocalypse.
They had a great calendar. I'm in the market for a new calendar.
It's circular.
I do like circular calendars.
Yeah, it's the only one I can think of. All of the ones. It doesn't fit my fridge very well.
Luckily, I have a Hobbit fridge. It's circular.
Nice. That's a door.
Is that a door?
Are there fridges circular, too?
Oh, speaking of The Hobbit.
What?
I went on IMDb today.
Okay.
Benedict Cumberbatch is the Necromancer and Smaug. I win.
Oh, nice.
Yes, the guy who plays Sherlock and the guy who played the villain in the Star Trek movie. And
yeah.
One of the people I
love. I didn't know he's Smaug.
Yep, he is Smaug and the Necromancer.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what they have listed as IMDb. And just a really quick announcement to all our listeners. I'm sure that you are bored out of your mind listening to this podcast. This will be the only podcast that is completely dedicated to our convention. Other than that, if you want to know something about it, go to the website, www.fsquaredcon.com, or send us a question about it, and we'll always answer questions about the con.
And,
other than that, don't expect us to just... piss away our podcast with convention talk.
Oh, come on. We're semi...
I'm very excited about the con. I wanted at least one podcast. That being said, if you want to see a few special Dragon shows, we're going to be showing up live at FCN in... I'm sorry. We did show up live at FCN.
Right.
We will be showing up live at AC. I'm waiting to hear back from the convention staff.
Okay.
And IFC. And then, of course, at F-Square.
Right. And if you want to shut us up, the best way to do that is, well, other than this podcast, but as far as talking about it, please pre-register. It really helps us out.
Yes. There's a lot of very unique things that we want to happen at this con.
Right.
Keep your eye on the website. We might start announcing a few of them to entice people. But I'm a person that is a firm believer in surprises instead of bribes. So if we can pull it off... I am not going to let people know very much of what to expect at this con other than a very interesting and insanely unique experience.
Okay, well, that sounds good to me. I think it's time to wrap up.
All right, I'm Alkali.
I'm Xander. Goodbye.
Have a good one, all.